Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Boy. Today, I have my co-host,
Hi.
Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, the Vanessa Orr, the lady that's supposed to, that was our guest, seems to have a call dropped. Let me see if I can get her back.
I'm sure you can get her back.
Okay, she seems to have called back again. Let me try this again here. Vanessa,
I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Today
I have been cut off in every reading. This will be my third time today, and I don't. We're going into Mercury retrograde, I guess, Jonathan.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
well, but Mercury retrograde isn't going to stop me from saying this. It's great to have you back on the show, and it's great to
say that
you have a place here. Okay.
Vanessa Orr, to the listeners, she is with us today, psychic medium, and
we are so glad.
I mean, when I heard your voice before we started, it was such a wonderful feeling. It was just,
it felt like it was sort of like hearing back from an old friend again, you know, that we were just sort of, and a new energy to the show that needed, that's really, really been needed. Me and Barbara, you know, she is Vanessa the Oracle Orr, and it's really great. Don't you think she's like talking to a doctor when you talk to her, Vanessa and Barbara? I mean, is she like a doctor?
Oh,
well,
dear.
I feel like every time I talk to her, I feel like I'm in the hospital bed, and then she's a doctor coming with a white coat. Yes,
honored.
I did your soul contract. I got 60-something on it. Then I went ahead and I analyzed your soul contracts, and I removed two of them. There seems to be a third one. We don't understand them.
It's true.
She does not miss anything. Very thorough. Everything is checked off. And I love that. That's what I've always loved, too. And just, you know, it's coming from, not just a wonderful gift that you have, but such high intelligence and education. So I think that's why
we sense that,
like, it's a doctor talking to us.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm so honored. I'm so happy to be back and feel like I'm home again. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I
That's wonderful.
I did a little reading before the show, because I always do readings before shows, and this was so interesting because everything was – I won't go into specifics because we only have an hour, but everything is targeted for your show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's a go, and it looks like acceleration, so you will be moving up into higher realms. I will tell you that that's very general what I'm saying, but it's all systems go for life, laughter, happiness. But I've always said that about life, laughter, happiness, but it's just good to return to the readings today and with life, laughter, happiness, and you, Barbara, and you, Jonathan, it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now,
you're welcome.
Would you be open to taking a caller perhaps?
Yes, anytime.
Okay. All right. This is the first caller. Is area code 780?
780. You're on live with Vanessa Orr, psychic Vanessa Orr. Do you have a question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
So I guess being in around Valentine's Day, I've been single actually 6 years right around this time. So I'm just kind of yearning for that man, but picky as well.
Yes. You know what you've been doing? You didn't realize that you've been actually blocking.
Oh no.
you're saying no, but there I am picking up on a block. And now listen, I'm gonna say something. Every reading's different and this reading is no different. It won't make any sense to you right now because I can tell you're saying, you know, it's been 6 years. Where is he? and I'm going to tell you, before I come onto the shows, even life, laughter, happiness with Barbara and Jonathan. I always do readings beforehand, and I'm going to tell you, there's the gentleman is right there. Now, it makes no sense, but as we go forward in the reading, it will make sense to you. You are perched and ready to meet this guy. Is there someone, is this a gentleman that you might know at work that has your, yes, is that so?
Wow. Okay, I have goosebumps everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. He's at work, and he's a very nice guy. I see him. He's typically watching you from your right. He's not at all shy, but he's in, this is what he's saying to me when I access his higher self. He's in awe of you. He just told me you're a librarian. I don't know if that makes sense, but he finds you to be very intellectual. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not a librarian yet.
Okay. All right. But he says you're very intellectual. So here we have someone that is in awe of you and has a lot of respect for you. And I am getting a lot of confirmation. When I access readings and access the energies, I will pick up on different cues. And here, you know, here where I am, and I'm getting a yes. Now, I want you to understand that you're saying I'm not blocking anybody, but indeed,
no,
I'd rather
said, oh,
know.
No. Sorry, I said,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
I said, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, because it's really kind of a lot. There's a lot of right side activity with you. So we want to push that right side activity, that blocking, if you will. I say it's blocking. It might act like you know how you and I have screens on the windows?
Yeah.
And we put screens up to keep the bugs out, and you know, right?
Yeah.
So you're keeping them away. But see, you don't know you're doing that.
No.
So if you would, do you mind just giving me the first initial to your first name?
Yeah, it's M.
Okay. So after the show, I'm going to clear you. And
oh,
I do the work
you.
Here. Oh, absolutely. Because if I sit here and say, oh, you know, you should go clear yourself, that's not fair to you. But I will tell you to do this.
Okay.
I will do the work here. And it's a kind of amazing. Well, I always say it is, because it is amazing how it shifts and moves the energy right away. So,
oh, cool.
And I just got confirmation that will happen. Now, I'm going to say this: when I do the work here, the energy starts moving pretty quickly. So be ready.
Okay.
And I want you, when you finish with Jonathan and Barbara on that side, and you disconnect the phone, go sit down and get a clean sheet of paper. And I want you to write down your name and his name, because you know who he is, and that you have a dinner date, and set the day that you want.
Oh, okay.
And then when you set the dinner date, this is going to sound weird, but I always put the word now, N-O-W, at the end of my sentence.
Okay.
Now, you're probably thinking this is odd, but it's not. It's amazing how this works. It's actually how I met my husband, Rich. I wrote down everything. Yeah, 3 days later, I had a date with him.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, so, and I'm not the only one. This works for other people. So you and I make grocery lists, right?
Yeah.
So, and we typically get everything on the grocery list. It's intentional,
mm-hmm.
but there is intention behind it, but it's amazing how this works. And especially with me doing work here for you. So we will be connecting all the dots, all the energy dots. I really kind of feel that this screen that's between you and he is now moving away, just because you and I are intending it to move away.
Awesome.
You have a lot of women on your side that are really rooting for you. Does that make sense to you? These are friends, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
and I do. That's lovely. You're a very nice person. And so I'd like to see the two of you come together. Be aware that you will probably be the leader of this relationship. Are you okay with that? I get a yes.
Sure.
There's a lot of red and orange around you. And orange, they say, I'm so bad with colors, but they always show me colors, my guides. And so you would think that red is the heart, but green is typically the heart chakra, right? But this could be a lot of rush of DNA that's moving around you. It's typically relative to blood, of course. So it's a lot of rush and healing. And I think that's what you probably needed in today's reading, is because you've been hurt badly before. And does that make any sense? Okay, And so we have the block now wishing to move away, because we're shifting our vibration. And, you know, vibration is amazing. It's everything has vibration. Your TV, there was a flat panel, and the cell phone that you're on right now, of course, it all has vibration. My car, I have this great car. It has vibration. I always tell it thank you when I drive it. It's how it is. Do you have another question?
No, but I think you're picking up on James, the guy that I've just been in awe over. I've never talked to him, so
Really?
I think that was so cool. You said that.
Do you feel motivated to go talk to him? Oh, I feel motivated. I wish I was there with you. I think I would enjoy the front row seat. But I will be when I get off the phone. I rather sense I won't have much work to do at the end of the hour, because it's already being moved. You and I are moving it, and Barbara and Jonathan are helping us.
And you unblocked her. She had a block.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was she blocking that, Vanessa? How was she blocking
It was the lack of healing from a previous relationship. You know, it's kind of like this. Do we want to make the same mistakes over and over? I mean, I've done it.
No.
But we don't enjoy it. But those days are over. And that's what I always say. Here's something I always say. Those days are over. Here's the other thing I say. And you can say this. Dana's for me. You know, this is for me. That is for me. If you pass a beautiful dress in the window and you just like, oh, that's the most beautiful dress and I would look really good in that, say it. That is for me. Or if you need a new car or new job, that is for me, because it is for you. It's the vibration.
And
that we create.
Do you get really specific? Are you supposed to get very specific when you write that down?
You can. Yes, you can, Barbara. And that's an excellent question, because they do tell us to be specific, don't they? In everything we do. It's funny, because you can attract a lot of something. And after a while, it's a little much. For example, you can attract a lot of good-looking men, right? And then it's just like you have a lot of men that you have to select from. You have to really have to do your work now. You know, it's like, that's why I was saying, get ready. But when we're specific like this, when we're specific like this, that's an excellent question. That does help when we write it down on the paper like that, that you are specific.
I love that. And you write it down like you already have it, like you already have that date, and that's wonderful. And because, you know, you already know him, you have the energy at work, you like him, now you're cleared. Yeah. So I bet you will have a date on Valentine's night with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
I'm not the psychic, so though. I mean, why not, right? Like, that's what you
why
want.
Not?
Take it. Take what you want, what you deserve.
True.
So does that answer all your questions, Van?
Yes, thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, right, I'm so glad you called
thank
in.
Thank you.
And you know what? You really hit the nail on the head with that, Vanessa. I mean, she was blown away when you're like, well, is there a man at work? And she's like, yeah, that was awesome.
I'm so glad. It's so great to be able to see things and then connect it. And I'll tell you the most wonderful fun thing is to hear the confirmation on the other end of the phone, because I just enjoy helping people. I really do. I enjoy that.
Yes.
I know you all do too. Yeah.
You can feel it. Like you could hear, you could feel her smile. You know, you could feel it through the line.
She is a nice lady. Yeah. She's a wonderful winning person. It just does a lot to my heart to get to do this work. It's like I get the front row seat all the time, Barbara and Jonathan. I just get, it's a blessing. It's just, I'm so happy for people. I just want them to be happy and healthy.
And you have your own radio show too. Let's tell the listeners that you have on your website, fullsoulreadings.com. you can, there's a link there. You can listen to your shows there. And, you know, if they want to get a hold of you, because you can only give them so much in 5 minutes for each caller, something 5 to 10 minutes. But they need to continue their work with you. So where do they contact you? Through your website, fullsoulreadings.com? Okay.
That's perfect, Barbara. Fullsoulreadings.com. That's exactly right. And I have an Instagram
And it's a wonderful
account.
Website.
Oh, thank
And an Instagram.
You.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah mm-hmm. I have an Instagram account. And I post on there for the show. So it's funny, Barbara, because I also have a 1-800 number connected with the radio show. And my show is produced by newsforthesoul.com and Nicole Whitney. And so they have numbers that you can access and email, et cetera. But I will be on my radio show, much like we talked prior to going live on the hour. I have people contacting me way before my show starts. So I'm doing readings before my show starts on my 1-800 number.
And why do you do that? You mentioned that a few times. Do you like to get warmed up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But, you know, it's just to help people. It's really just this work as a psychic and a physical medium, I didn't know I would be doing it. I've always done it my whole life. I've always been that kid, that weird kid that picked up on things. But And people used to come to me, and people have always rather come to me for advice, but it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I started making it a business, because people would contact me to come clear their properties so they could sell them. And they would contact me and they'd say, Ness, you know, I have this property for sale. And I would tell them, before even going to the property, well, this, and this is going on, and I need to go to your property and sell. Every property that I've gone to, I can tell you, was 100% have sold. And typically the next day. I know. It's not me. I mean, it is me. I'm just the channel, Barbara. But I had a client that I cleared the property. It was a little reticent to sell. It was a 500-acre ranch, and it finally sold. I also had a client not too far from here that had a smaller ranch, and it had a huge house on it. It was so haunted. I cleared the property. It sold the next day. And I have a friend who's a psychic, and she and I kind of reconnected last year, and her name is Sharon Johns. And Sharon Johns was on A&E Channel. And did psychic, she was on their cable show. I forget what it was called, Psychic Something, but she would settle cold cases for courts. And she was on their show. And anyway, she and I connected well over 10, 12 years ago. And we reconnected last year, Barbara. And I said, you know, there's something on your property that's keeping it from being sold. I didn't even know she was trying to sell it. And she said, no, my property is completely clear. And I said, you know what, I'm going to hang up with you and I'm going to go clear your property because there's a guy driving back and forth in front of your property and wants to buy it. Sure enough, that's exactly what was going on. And the next day she called me and I was going into readings. I had readings all day and she was calling me. And I said, you know, Sharon, I can't talk right now. And she said, Ness, I just want to let you know that my property sold this morning. She said, I don't know what you did. And I said, I cleared it. And I told her what I saw. And she said, there was a guy
That's
driving
amazing.
Back and forth. I know, it's amazing. But, you know, when things go wrong in life, maybe people aren't getting along in your household, or maybe people are ill, or maybe money's going out the back door, or just think of something, right? You can't get that.
Or you're getting a bad neighbor. Or you get a bad neighbor 2 times in a row. That happened to me recently. The people moved out, and I thought, oh, maybe we'll get a nice neighbor. And then this one, for no reason, scowls at me, too. It's so weird. Can you feel anything about my neighbor? Can you feel that, Vanessa?
Well, see, you have a signature on you that is very appreciable and beautiful. It's very bright. I'm looking at it right now. It has a lot of blue in it. I don't know how you feel about the color blue. You know, this
I
won't
love
make any
blue.
Sense. Oh, do you love blue? Sometimes people affiliate blue with Archangel Michael. So they're actually showing me two squares. So sometimes geometric shapes are things that are either should be removed, or in this case, these are protective standards that are in front of you. It won't make any sense to you, and I know that some people think that I say weird things, and I kind of do too, but it's accurate data, and I'm testing it. These are two squares that protect you, kind of like a shield, and they are in front of you to your left, and this is what they're picking up. It has nothing to do with you. It's the protective platform that is looks like an archangel that is protecting you to your – it's about – for you, if you are sitting – where you are, just think that it's about 10 o'clock in front of you. So
oh my gosh,
that's what they're picking
I'm
up.
Telling you, that's exactly where they are. You said to your left, and that is to my left is the wall between the us. Okay, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
exactly 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's right in there. There's a protective shield, it looks like, and that's what they're picking up. It has nothing to do with you.
And you know what? That is really great, because I've had neighbor problems in the other couple places ago in Los Angeles, neighbor problems constantly. And so now that I'm more in tune with my spirit guides, maybe they are now working for
protecting
me a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because I tend to be too nice, and then I bring people into my life, and then I regret it, and then they're right next door. So I need to listen to that, don't I?
Well, here's what I would suggest.
Now,
Johnny, hold on, please.
Sorry.
Is just get kosher salt or sea salt and put it at the threshold of your home.
Okay.
And that deters
how often?
It'll stick around for a good 2 weeks if you just put it down, and then if you want to vacuum it up, a couple hours later, and toss it in the trash bin. It's amazing how that puts down a line of demarcation, like that line in the sand, such as don't look in here. This is not for you. It also repels elements that are not part of your world, for example. So a neighbor that's not nice, that just know this, they will be moving. But you can also stand inside your home and put the salt down. I'm going to divert for a minute. Priscilla is also a very bright light. So that also, she occupies your home. And that's also something that nefarious sorts don't like, because she's so intuitive.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, because that's what everybody has always said about her. But listen to this. When they first were... Yeah, thank you. When they first were moved, where she was moving in, this woman, and I thought, oh, I see she has a dog. I'm going to introduce myself as her neighbor and say, my daughter is next door. She's a dog sitter, because she wants this little side job, dog sitter, dog walker. And I was going to, be very warm and friendly. And I was excited about the new neighbor, since those last ones were so pruney to me. And oh, that energy, that look at me and the energy and the scowl, I thought, no, listen to that there's a reason. Okay. Thank you for giving me a reading on that.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Yeah. There's a lot of good energy where you and Priscilla are. I do like the home that you're in. Is this an apartment?
Yes. I love it.
Okay. I do too. And so it's not you. It's that presence of that protective element of, like, looks, it looks like an archangel. So it might be Archangel Michael with the blue I see. But also Priscilla is very intuitive. And so her signature arrives before she does, just like yours does. But
force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, exactly. She is. She's amazing, as are you.
Wow. Well, thank you, because now I know, just, hey, don't let the looks or anything ruin my peace of mind, and just realize that, no, that wasn't meant to be. I'm not meant to have my daughter get into their life and walk their dog. I'm not going to do
exactly.
that.
That's exactly right. Here's the other thing, is that because you are intuitive and she is, you are picking up on energies that go crosswise with yours. So it's a, like we were talking in the last reading, the vibration is different. And so it is like a warning, like you're talking about. But when you walk in energy patterns, if you will, like this as a psychic, because everybody's psychic, Barbara, some people just are more gifted than others because they practice. You can practice a gift. I mean, some people are very good, you know, pianists, but they practice too because it's a gift that they hone, that they practice. And so it is with you, and so it is with Johnny, and so it is with Priscilla. So when you are practicing intuitive skills, gifts, you will be more in tune with energy as opposed to other people. So you're picking up their energy field correctly. They're really not sure what they're picking up with you, but they know it's not a match with their vibration. I get it too. I do get it too. It's funny because if I go out to the grocery store, for example, or if I go get my nails done, everybody by now knows that the psychic medium is in the house. And so everyone will come to me for readings. And I do readings like the whole time if I'm getting my nails done. I have a lot of people that come up to me and I do readings while I'm getting my nails done.
Cool.
But there are some people, yeah, they're very nice people. And so, but there are some people that it sets crosswise with them, but it's our vibration, because our vibration runs high. It's confusing to the other party. And that's why you get
the
look.
It's funny.
I like it.
It's funny to say something because this is hysterical. There's an old Ziggy cartoon. I think, I don't know if I told you about this or not, where Ziggy's on an airplane in a tenty. And apparently the stewardess walks all the way back to him and he says, Ziggy, and so I say, he goes, you're in luck. Did you know that that everybody that was going to the psychic convention canceled at once, canceled this flight for no reason? So you had the plane all by yourself.
Ziggy's not a very good psychic, huh?
But anyway, is it okay if we take a call?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 203.
Hey.
203, welcome to the show. You're on live with psychic medium Vanessa Orr. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello to you all. It's Pat. I'm enjoying
Pat?
The show. Hi.
Okay.
the last reading was so great, and I can do that. I can do that woman better as far as the years I've been single. It's been almost 40 years and that long, no, longer than that since I've really known love. And I'm ready this year to begin. I know I have more healing and more work to do, so I'm patient, but I'm making plans for the real package deal for the life partner.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Okay.
You're showing me, you know what you're showing me is that you're knitting everything together very quickly. It's like knitting, as you know, to me, it's complicated. To other people, it's a very easy thing. You have knitted everything together. So
okay.
All of, if you're trying, they're saying that you're trying to reconcile something. It's like, it's as if you are trying to, just bear with me. If I ask the question, are you trying to punish yourself? I get a no. But if I ask the question, are you trying to make yourself good enough? I get a yes. And that's, I can see where that came from. I'm standing at your family tree. I can tell you where that came from. I don't think, well, I'm going to say who it is. Is that all right? It's your mom.
Please. Okay.
And your mom just didn't realize that how she was trying to, like, mold you into a great person. Because I'm sitting here looking at you, and you are making this smooth, beautiful energy pattern in front of me, and there's really not a skip or a bump in it. So, if you know, you haven't been punishing yourself, but you've been saying, well, I need to correct this. Well, I could do better at that. But obviously, 40 years that's a pretty good test pattern. I'm going to tell you, you are ready, more than ready, and prepared to go forward.
Good.
Okay, so can I? I'm going to throw some names out that they're giving me. I heard Stuart, and I heard Sam. I don't know if that even makes any sense to you, but that's what they're showing me.
Well,
and
okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I kind of need your help now.
Well,
Sam. I'm
there's no one in my life. I'm sort of hoping it's a new person. Sam is my favorite name. At one point, I was going to change my name to Sam. I don't like my name.
Wow.
Love Sammy.
Wow, Sammy. Well, I'll call you Sammy.
Okay.
Sammy's very.
Name one of my dogs, Sammy.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good thing to do.
That's
when you got
amazing.
A little buddy.
That's amazing. What about the other? What about the other name, Pat? Was the other name Vanessa?
Only a bad memory of someone I knew named Stuart, so I kind of cringed at that.
Okay, good. Well, we'll just let Stuart sit then. But I got to tell you, you are more than ready. You have shown me while you were, sharing some data with us, when Jonathan accessed your call, and I'm going to say that it looks to me like a very sturdy platform that you've created. Well, what's this platform? It's like this smooth surface. It's like knitted together. You're ready to meet someone, as you said. I think the work that you and I have to do now is to call it together. And of course, the last caller, we talked about writing down what you want. And again, I'm repeating myself, but this is how I met my husband. I dated a lot of guys. I got divorced in 2008 after being married for almost 25 years. And it was a harsh identity shift. I mean, it was information discovery, and then it became an identity shift. And identity shift is hard for some people, and it's understandable. It is something that I speak with when clients are going through difficulties, whether we lose someone or we go through a divorce or we have a job, a job change, a career path that shifts, or we get a new degree in our way, a new baby. You know, it's identity shift, and that's what you have been working on, and it's done. Yeah. We need to find someone who aligns with you. And the question is, where is this individual? They keep talking to me about you doing hobbies. It looks like is there a meeting that you go to where there? I see several people. You're rather showing me that you're in the back on the left side of a, I'm going to say it's a lecture hall, but it's not really a lecture hall. It looks like a very large open space with folding chairs. Do you go to something like this?
Well, yes, I was there. I was there today. I live in a affordable apartment complex, which is wonderful, but I really don't want to stay here. And it's difficult because it's for seniors, and most of them are on walkers and demented and so on. And I volunteer when I can. I'm involved in flower arrangements and gardening. And they're the management I love. They really give me a lot of support. But I don't imagine I'd meet someone here unless someone comes in from the outside, not living here.
I saw a son coming forward of one of the residents, one of the elderly residents. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I saw. Is he younger than you? I get a bit of a yes. So let me find out how much. Hold on a second. Let me do a deep dive here. Looks like a 4-year difference, which that's nominal. That's not anything. And
okay.
I keep hearing that you could teach him a thing or two.
Okay.
It's not a strenuous relationship, but they're showing me a chessboard, teaching him chess, I guess, or playing chess with him anyway. I don't know how that strikes you. Do you know someone?
No, I don't. But I've been without so many things. I've been without security of a home, money, so many things that I really, in a way, I'd almost say I want to be rescued. I want you know, a real loving relationship, but I also want financial security and generosity, and I want to live in nature. I want, you know, I really want to be in on beautiful land. These are all these things are really important to me. I do not want to stay here, not even in this state.
Yeah, not even in the state, she says.
Not necessarily.
This is interesting because if there isn't a vibrational shift, we can create that vibrational shift. I live in Houston, Texas, and when I was 16, it was like March 16th, 1977. Yes, I'm that old. And I was shown that I was going to be moving to Houston, Texas. But I didn't plan it. It just happened. And I always knew I would live in Houston, Texas. And here it is. I've lived here most of my life. And when I ask your higher self, is that applicable here? I actually get a yes. When I was speaking to the last caller, it was shifting what she wanted towards that, for example, that gentleman that she, with whom she works, right?
Yeah.
This is what I can really tell that you are seeking to plant, looks like flowers or a garden and or a garden.
Yeah.
It looks like creating a good home and that you're willing to keep that good home. And this is a soul contract that you've been deterred from creating, from having.
Yes.
We were talking about soul contracts before the show began, and I'm going to tell you very quickly, soul contracts are amazing. These are what we call the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records can be and should be edited. We were talking about earlier before the show started about how we can, for example, break a soul contract and it has an actual physical experience with it. What does that mean? You can feel the soul contract change and shift, literally. And so it is with your, and so it is with you because I'm shown that you have very, very thick cords with the people who run the complex that you are in. They really adore you. They like communicating with you, and they like your organization. They like your ideas. You are a blessing to others.
And you know what? Can I just want to interrupt, Barbara, as you were saying, there's a lot of negativity towards me here and the people that live here. So I struggle with that. I try to stay out of it. I try to protect myself, but I just want to acknowledge that too. But management, I adore them. They are phenomenal.
Well, it's a reciprocal plane here. You and they.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, in fact, there's two people. I keep seeing two people on the board, if you will, the group.
Yep.
You've known them in other lifetimes. In fact, when you all met, it was just where you just picked up where you left off.
Wow.
So I just want you to understand that if and when you leave, that will be a shift in a soul contract. It will be a breaking. And just don't take my words for what am I trying to say verbatim, but here's what they say to me. Your heart will break. I mean, that's how integrated this soul contract is with those two lovely people, for example. Well, you know, you all love each other. It's were you siblings? I get a yes in another lifetime. So back to you, because I can tell that you want to live out the rest of your life in a home on a piece of property where you're keeping home. And you did this in another lifetime. You did this in another lifetime. It was at a hotel. I get a no. Sometimes hotel keepers are people who really want to create a lot of prosperity. And okay, now I'm gonna get weird on you. Aside from when you get a clean sheet of paper when you hang up with us, you write down everything you want. Just make it a grocery list of what you want. Okay, I'll make it easy.
Okay. Okay.
Right now at the bottom. And then I'm going to ask you something when you're ready. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You have an apartment number on your door. Is that true or false?
I don't even know.
Really? Is it a room or is it like you don't know what it is?
I'm going to go look.
Okay.
Look what I was going to say.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, awesome.
What are the numbers?
165.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to tell you what to do, okay, with that. Yes. It's very important when we have apartment numbers that we shift that number to what will be a great thing for what we need. So here we have a 12, and we reduce that to 3. So 1 plus 6 plus 5 is 12. And we reduce the 12 by adding the 1 and the 2 together, and we get a 3. And 3
sure.
is fantastic. Like the city of Los Angeles is a 3. I won't go into detail. I want you to do this. I want you to get some scotch tape, and I want you to make a 3 with your scotch tape behind the 165 and put it behind the 5. So it will, so that you and I and Barbara and Jonathan and anyone who's listening will say, we all know that it's 1653, because what we're creating here is the number 6. We want you to be a 6, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's why. 6 is family. If you and I look at the number 6, it looks pregnant. We know that you're not ready to have, you know, have babies. We know that. But you can have little fur babies. And 6 is
yeah.
home. 6 is family. 6 is family, family, family. Are you ready for family? Are you ready to take in family?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is where he comes in. He has a family, a ready-made family, and you come into it. It's amazing how it works.
Okay.
This is called numerology. It's funny because the month of January, well, in December, Spirit said to me, Vanessa, you're closing down shop in January, so you're not taking any, you're not doing anything. Well, I did. You know, I did a whole bunch of readings anyway during January. So I studied again. I'm always studying. And they made me go back and revisit numerology again. Now, these are things that I practice here and I practice for other clients. But this is probably why they had me do it. They're having me do it for you and probably one or two other clients. I swear to you, if you put the number 3 in scotch tape, so that doesn't confuse everybody, see, but you and I know it's there, it makes your apartment, your room, a 6. Are you ready for shift?
I am. Put it under the 5 or next to it?
Next to it with scotch tape.
Cool.
The number 6, just like any number, is a symbol. The number 1, if you and I think about the number 1, it stands alone. I had a client contact me. It was so cute. She had a date. She didn't really want to go on a date. This was just the other day. And she will send me pictures of potential dates. And so I will do psychometry and read the picture. And I told her, I said, you keep thinking 5. And so I won't go into detail, but he was a 1 and she was a 5. Just go with me on this.
Okay.
I said, you have to, and she's like you. She's just like you, and you probably are about the same age, right? And she wants the same thing you want. She's in the, not, you know, kind of the closest same situation that you are in. And I said, you've got to stop thinking 5. I said, you're just hanging your boots on both sides of the fence line. You're not committed. So
huh.
she did the work that I told her to do. By the time she had the date, which was last night, she was texting me yesterday. And she said, you've completely changed how I think about this date. Because you can get
wow.
dated, right? Attracting
yeah.
the right guy. And then our vibration is so messed up. But yours isn't. And this is the
huh.
boost that you, this is the boost because you're in a three apartment right now. We want you to be a 6. So we're going to put the 3 behind the 5. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's amazing.
Not at all. I love it.
I love it.
Okay.
Yes. Well, Pat is a regular caller, so it's always so good to see how much she is gaining, like, progress
oh,
with her
awesome.
Work because she does put work into it. And this is
I
great
do.
News and helpful. Isn't this, Pat, that she's giving you something so – like a tool to use that I haven't really heard anybody do that before.
It's wonderful. Really fantastic reading. And I'm thrilled about this and the information you gave me. I'm going to do it when I hang up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do work. I will do work here for you too. Okay. I'm writing it down right now.
Thank you so much.
And Yes. And it makes sense for Pat with her age that she would come into a family, because her nice man for her future probably has nice grown kids. There's probably grandkids all around, which will fulfill her life, fulfill her so much. She is a wonderful, nurturing woman who, you know, she wants to show that and give her love out there. And
I really do. And also, I have a granddaughter and a son that I adore, and it's not the easiest situation. The other grandparents are really kind of taking over. I really want financial independence so I can be in her, I can afford to get into her life, you know. So, again, there's family, more family that I want.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So,
I will
thank
work
you.
On
thank
that.
You.
Thank you all. This was really neat. I'm uplifted.
Oh, I'm
great.
So glad. I'm so
really
glad.
Am.
I'm so glad you called, Pat. Thank you.
We have a caller who
talked
about something very important. So I'm going to go ahead and put this person on. When I was reading the calls. Area code 216, are you there?
I am, and I wanted to let you know, Jonathan, I know we talked a little. I listen to your podcast when I do my treadmill in the morning, just to let you know that.
I remember you.
In the news. So I listen, I just want to let you know that when I do my exercise. But anyhow, hi.
Hi. What is
my
going
name is Karen.
On?
I've called before.
Okay. What's going on?
I just want to know if you... if I can receive a message from a loved one from the other side.
Okay.
I've never really asked this before, but I need to do that now.
Yeah, I hear the vibration going off in your voice a little bit.
I get better every day. It's getting better. It's been a week and a half.
Is this a female? Is this a mom?
No.
It's not. Is it a female, though? It's going to take me a second to kind of clue in.
Okay.
Do you have a first name? Is it a specific individual, yes?
Yes, it's a specific individual.
Do you mind if I get a first name just so I can see if I'm... And then, what?
If he doesn't come through, it's okay. It's my dad.
Oh, it's your dad. It's not your mom. Okay, so he keeps showing me his torso. Was there a disease or something from the midsection of the body?
You mean it? Not really.
Oh gosh, I don't want to get the
he
right
had a couple
person.
Things wrong with him. I think he had a little bit of stomach problems toward the end.
Okay. Okay, just bear with me. So he keeps showing me his shoes. He's pointing at shoes with white laces, and they're tan. And very important that he has his shoes. Are these deck shoes that you wear on a boat?
No, but I can understand that message. When he was rushed to the hospital, they didn't put shoes on him. They took him in his socks.
Okay. He's like,
shoes.
Really?
I know that sounds silly, but he's like,
no,
I don't have my shoes here. That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, he's very adamant about having the shoes is what I was picking up, but... They were white laces and they were tan, and so I inferred them to be boat shoes. I'm just trying to tap into the right person because I don't want to get the wrong person for you and then just be a total bust. Let me see what else I'm going to ask him. He's did he have glasses? He's showing me glasses.
Only to read, but not all the time. He didn't even have prescriptions.
Okay.
He had the kind you buy at the store.
All right. Okay. He says, I'm not a fancy dresser. He says, I just need to have some clothes. And he likes to look tidy and nice. And so he was showing me that he liked to have things clean from this. I'm picking up that this doesn't make any sense to you, but he keeps showing me a very plain vanilla khaki pants, a dark tan polo shirt. This makes no sense to you. I apologize. He talks about a car. a blue car. I want to make sure I got the right guy. That's why I keep going through all this. I'm so sorry. I hate to keep dragging you through this.
He wasn't.
Was
he didn't
car,
drive his car the last 5 years, so he didn't
he
have
didn't
a car.
Drive
he
last
told.
Well, can, let me just press with you a little bit, and don't say if it doesn't make sense. You just say, "Hey, Ness, you're not getting it
okay.
right." I'm fine with that. He's just talking about this Navy car and how it was his favorite. It's an older car. Did you ever have a photograph of him, perhaps when he was younger? It was like maybe one of his first cars that he bought. Because I don't know if you're familiar with the windows. They have vent windows. Are you familiar with those vent windows?
The older
That's
windows,
how,
yeah.
Yeah, he keeps showing me how they pushed out. So, and he said it was a Chevrolet. Okay, a two-door. Doesn't make any sense at all, does it? I wonder if I got
no,
the wrong
guy. Yeah, he had, not that I remember when he was younger.
Not that you remember when he was younger.
I'm so surprised
what,
I was so close to him that he wouldn't come through, but go on.
Well, is he ready? He is ready to come through if this is the right guy. I got a question for you. Was Christmas important because he keeps showing the candy canes?
Yeah, Christmas was important. It's important in our whole family, actually, yeah.
Okay, he's showing me candy canes, and so I asked him if this was important to him. Of course it was. Let's see. Well, he's taking me to a cemetery, he's showing me a headstone. I'm sorry to be so, you know,
yeah,
forward
like,
about
oh
this.
God,
are you ready?
It.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. He didn't want. Yeah, and his sisters are going to be cremated too. I don't know why we did what he wanted to do.
Well, can I ask you about this headstone? It's older and it has a rounded top on it. He's there. He visits this place. If this is
could be
right
his
home.
Mom.
Okay, because it has a round top to it. It's not. You know, modern. It's old. And I'm going to tell you this. He's there. If this is the right guy, I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invoke some muscle testing. So we can't keep, you know, making you see if I'm getting this right. That's not fair to you. So is this a headstone that is visited by this gentleman? Yes. And is it not? Are the shoes correct? I get a yes. I don't know specifically what he died from, but he keeps referring to his torso and saying that it hurt, and you said he had stomach issues towards the end, and I get a yes on that. Can I ask, I know you two were close, was he very concerned about you seeing him towards the end of his life? Because he said, I just didn't look right. Had he lost a lot of weight?
Yeah, and I know this sounds awful. You know how you see all those war movies, and they starve. That's how they starve some of the people in the war. I love war movies. That's how he lost like 40, 50 pounds. It was terrible. So the last month I would go and see him and give him chocolate eclairs. I bought him pizza. I bought him spaghetti, just to make him put on weight. He did end up putting on like 30 pounds. He hated the hospital food. Hated.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He wouldn't
might
eat it.
Might be why, you know, initially this reading started out about his likes and dislikes. He said that he was very concerned about your opinion of him, of how he looked, which is why I guess he's gone to lengths with me to educate. He's been educating me. He told me that if this is the right gentleman, is that, you know, he wanted to look nice for you. I have a question. Is it so that your opinion was very important to him?
He loved me. He didn't. I mean, I could be myself
I get a yes
around
on
him.
It.
Okay.
I want you to stop and think a minute, because sometimes when we do readings, you know, people. I was telling Jonathan a couple hours ago. I said, you know, sometimes when you do readings, people just don't get it, and I write down my readings if I have one with a psychic, and I'm not kidding you. Like years later, I'll go, oh, now I get it. Of course, you know, it takes me a while to get some things, but he says it's important to him about how you perceive him and that your opinion matters. He keeps talking about your sister. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay. He keeps talking about your sister and is, do you help her? Do you, like, give her advice or try to stay in touch with? You don't? You sure? Because you're supposed to be helping her or something.
Oh,
oh
my
she doesn't
God.
Want your advice.
Oh, she was really being nasty towards this whole thing. I want to see if you pick up on that too. She tried to exclude me out of the funeral. It was just such a mess. I don't know. She's acting. She went way off. I don't know what's wrong with her. I have no idea. But no, I mean, she's been like this. She's just very bitter.
Were you the favorite? Were you the favorite?
I don't. I shouldn't say. I don't know.
You
I know
can tell
she,
me.
My
because I'm sitting
resentful
here
of everyone. It's not just myself.
Isn't it interesting how you're telling me all this? And I asked, were you his favorite? Do you see how he trusts you? That's why he hasn't come through.
He did. He did.
Yeah.
He
so
did trust
here
me.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he trusts you to help her, but she doesn't want you to help her. And I get a yes on that. But
she won't
I got to ask you a question.
Exactly.
If you were to. I'm sorry, what?
She won't let me help her. She's just in this world where she blames everybody. She says that about her friend. That's just my little sister. She has a lot of hang-ups. She's just not spiritually evolved as I am. That's how I can say it. But what else were you going to say?
I guess that's why he wants you to help her. And he's like shaking his head, yes, that's very important. You know what I rather sense is that you and I will meet on this show, and we will be discussing this again. And I've never said that to anyone. We will be discussing this again. It's important, apparently, that you get in contact with her, but obviously she would she's not. So you know what I'm going to do? This is interesting how it's so a reading is so less about you and about me and so less about your dad, but it was about your sister. Isn't that just amazing? I think it's amazing.
Yeah, because she hurt me. I mean, I cried so hard.
She betrayed you. Did she betray you?
Oh, I cried. So, oh, my. Totally. She even called me when they went to talk about the funeral arrangements. That is so cold. I mean, you can't. My Aunt Sue, I didn't even tell her. I'm really close to my dad's sister, too. I talked to her for like an hour. But I don't tell people that. They don't need to know our family drama. I mean, that's so disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, try to make her look bad to other people. I'm above that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is why you and I are on Barbara and Jonathan's show talking about it, because I'm going to do something here to move the boulder out of the way so that she comes to you. And I'm actually going to ask her to apologize, and I'm showing that you're just going to melt. So
she needs therapy.
Just be strong.
She really don't.
Okay.
We all need.
Well, I want to tell you something. I've been in your shoes because I've been highly betrayed by people that were the most important pinnacle people in my life. And it was just like, I can't even tell you how many. And I don't understand, right? It doesn't make sense, does it? Doesn't make sense, does it, when they betray
you?
No,
it doesn't.
Yeah?
It doesn't.
Can I get
it's very
her
hurtful.
First? Can I get her first name?
God,
do you mind if I get
her
first name?
I'm better now. I'm much. Oh my God, 100. Now, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
What's your sister's name is?
What's
your sister's name? What is your sister's name?
Starts with an E.
Okay, good enough. That's all I want.
Okay.
It was less about you, less about your dad, all about your sister.
I was more worried about that.
I will do the work here. Are you ready? Are you prepared to receive a phone call from her to fix things, which you probably would be surprised.
Are you kidding me?
Because
I
can tell that you know you're the bigger person that you would say yes to that. So I will do that. This was not about us. It was about your sister.
Because I knew my dad was 80 years old. I mean, my goodness, it's inevitable that your parents are going to die. So it was unexpected. It was awful, awful. I sat with him and I don't even want to go into it. 12:30 at night, I flew to the hospital. But he was ready to go.
So
it was his, I know he was.
Yeah, he was. But here he is talking to us.
I know.
And I will do the work. And I just look forward to hearing from you again.
I'll call again.
I do too. I can't wait to hear.
I can't wait to hear.
She got the phone call.
You can't make
from
people
the
come in. I mean, you can't make people come in, and I understand that. I had a dream about him the first night that he passed away. He passed away last Wednesday, and I had a dream about him on Thursday. So I know that you can't force somebody. It's not your fault. You only can bring in what you bring in. I've listened to your readings. You're very good. So don't even think because he didn't. You know, you can't bring my dad in. You know.
Well, it's interesting how when we get, it's interesting because he does want healing for the family. That's why it's amazing to me. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really does.
It wasn't even I will get to work on this, my honor tonight.
Thank you.
Wow.
My honor.
Wow, you
my
got
absolute.
To the bottom of it, Vanessa. You got to the bottom of it. And, you know, it took some real focus and concentration to figure it out, but it was all about the sister.
It was. It was amazing how we had to swim towards that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That was terrific.
Well,
I
want to hear back, too, next week. And I want to, you know, hear about if the sister did call you.
Yeah. I've got these three terrific ladies to do work for.
What's
well,
that?
I will get
thank
to
you.
Work because I've, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling. Vanessa, I just want to say something really quickly. Priscilla just ran over to me and showed me a picture of her dad, and I love this picture. And she doesn't have a lot of pictures. We don't have a lot of pictures. And this is the picture I have always loved. Why did you run over and, you know, because he's passed away.
Because he's here.
He's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go off my earphones so she can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Priscilla.
Yep.
Your dad is here. He's here right now. I'm on with psychic medium Vanessa Orr. Say hi, Priscilla.
Hi.
He's here.
Hi, sweet Petey. She's so beautiful.
She wants to. She's ready to talk to you, Vanessa.
I tell you.
Well, just say, wow, can you believe he's here? She ran over and showed me this picture. I mean, she was in her room. She doesn't even know if I'm still on the show or not. Like, she just ran over to me. She rarely does that and showed me a picture of her dad. And he passed away when she was 18 months. So that was interesting. And he's here. And you know what? We've always tried to talk to him. And her half-sister, who's much older than her, 23 years older, has always had a block where she couldn't bring him in, and she's called in to try, and he never would come for her. She's blocking it somehow, but Priscilla doesn't block it, and he's here. What is he wanting to say anything to us?
I'm not picking up any of that, but it's so funny because before I knew, because ask Jonathan. Jonathan, I got my wires crossed. I didn't know I was going to be on the show tonight. Yesterday it's crazy because I was watching a movie about a particular actor. I forget his name. I want to say it's Paul Walker. I don't know if that's right. But I looked him up on his Wikipedia, and I remembered how Priscilla's dad passed away. And it was the same way as this actor had passed away. And I said to my husband, this is crazy. I said, Barbara, and then I went in and told my husband, Rich, about how Priscilla's dad had died. And then, now, listen, people might think that this is a stretch, but it's not. There's no such thing as coincidence. There just isn't. And I didn't know I was going to be on the show tonight, and here this was brought up, and I remembered how Priscilla's dad had died. And he wasn't driving. And do you remember we had a reading about that last year? And so I remembered that. And so now tonight, and again, it sounds like a stretch. It really does. But I knew that there was significance for me to be reminded about how Priscilla's dad died.
Wow.
Because, you know, I don't know how it works, but I do know how it works, and this is how it works. And he is there. So for her to pick up the picture, he dialed in with that last caller. And if you knew how it was to access people on the other side, it's like when sliding windows is how it's, I see it. Sliding windows, and there are a lot of people on the other side who want to find that opportunity to come through and speak, and that is what Priscilla's dad did by causing Priscilla to go and grab a photo of him and bring it to you, and she didn't know you were on the call, and I didn't know I was going to be doing this tonight.
No, and she just went back to her room, but she was doing a lot of texting. I think that she's conversing right now with his other daughter, their half sister.
Oh, okay.
And she never had that picture. And I think she just sent that picture to her and then she ran over and that's how it worked. That's how it all went down. And that is so rare. She has never done that ever.
Yeah, there's no such thing as coincidence. And I've done readings for Priscilla and this other daughter of whom we speak. Is she the one that's getting a psychology degree?
No, she is into nursing. She's in nursing.
I
remember she called in and it was a struggle. We were all trying to get her to be quiet and listen. She wasn't listening. She was full of
block.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
I remember that.
Sorry about that. I don't remember all my readings at all, but, some of them kind of come back.
A lot of details you have to remember.
Yeah. So that's,
I mean, you're a human being.
Yes, I am. I'm just a channel. And I'm sorry for convoluting my description there. But I didn't know I was going to be on the show tonight. And yesterday in the afternoon, that all came up. And like I said, I knew that there was a reason for me remembering Priscilla's dad.
That's so
and the
interesting.
Car, yeah. And the other guy that was driving, it was an identical accident. It wasn't an accident.
Wow.
It was destiny, but it was identical. And
that is crazy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to say anything to us. He just wanted to pop in. Say I'm here.
Yeah, he wants. Yes. And I think it seems like last year when I did the reading for Priscilla, he does hang around. But again, when you do mediumship, I switched from being a psychic to accessing energies on the other side. When as a medium, there are those windows. It's like sliding windows. It's really amazing because when you access another person that's deceased, it's a little different energy, at least for me. And so,
Different kinds of mediums, because you say physical medium, is that just the full term of what a medium is, physical, or are there different kinds, medium and physical?
Yeah, there are different mediums, and some mediums are chaos mediums, some mediums are magic mediums. I am a physical medium, so for example, when I go into a property, I can pick up and sense entities, for example, that are in the premises and creating issues. So I'm a physical medium. I'm also a medium that clears spaces because I always feel like, why wouldn't I? So when they ask for a magic medium or a chaos medium to come in, those are typically mediums that do capture spirits and send them back, you know, to the light or to the other side or to the underworld, wherever those entities have to go. Now we're getting into some really deep space here, but
I like the deep. I love when you get deep.
Excuse me. Well, thank you.
I think it's so interesting.
It is interesting, and it's a necessity. It's important to clear properties in order to have a viable place to live. We should have clean, clear spaces to enjoy and live out our lives. But if, you know, for example, on my show, I do have people who call in because they're interested in buying a property. And I know one show last fall, this woman called in and she said, we're looking at a property. And I said, it's haunted. It just like jumped out. She goes, yes, it is. And I said, but my gosh, it's such a beautiful property.
Were you on this show or were you on yours?
I was on my show.
Because
I get a lot of
property calls, you know. Barbara Strid Robbins called with Sigma Perkins.
I didn't hear you, Johnny. What?
Did Robin call?
Robin.
Oh, is she on the line? My really good friend Robin.
I'm just saying that it sounds like something that Robin would say.
Oh, what Robin would say. Okay, I got it. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I think this property was in Tennessee. And, yeah. And the caller confirmed. And so when you access a property, for example, as a physical medium, you are accessing past, present, and I do future. You know, I'm accessing what the future will be, but the future has to be improved. And that's why you clear properties so that we can occupy them without fear. There are some really nasty entities out there that people have created because they didn't live a proper life. They lived very poorly, and they lived with demeaning spirits, and they didn't want to leave because oftentimes when people are bad and say bad things and do bad things and are nefarious and fraudulent and murderers and I don't know, just name something bad, they're afraid to leave the earth. They are afraid to die. And so they leave residual energy here and they haunt because they don't transition. And so that's why we have to clear properties, and that's what I do. And that's why the work I do, when I clear properties, it allows that property to be freed so that its vibration shifts and can be sold and occupied by a proper person. You know, it's all about business.
Yes. Oh, and also I remember when my neighbor, when I first moved in here, she passed away and her dog passed away at the same time, but I did not know that. And that she was in her apartment and decaying, and they, you know, when she didn't pay the rent, they were alarmed and they had the police go out. And I mean, she was so decomposed that they didn't even know if it was male or female. And I saw the night before the police came, I was walking late at night around the pool area, and I came across my first, I have come across spirits many times, even I was attacked by one physically, and never did I see one. And I saw two, Vanessa. I saw a woman and a leash, but it was taut. It wasn't like dangling around the corner. I came around. I was so afraid because I thought, well, maybe they're afraid of me and they're stopping. But I knew that they were there. It was her, a little girl, and they were in like their heads, hoods, and they were dark triangle shaped, and their limbs were like angled, like sharp triangle type angles. And then it was a little dog, and I saw that, and I ran. I told Johnny about this right away. I go, we got to get this on air. It's so fresh. I mean, I bolted in through them. I bolted through them, bolted into my apartment, and it was the most crazy feeling I've ever had in my life. It was a zoom of vibration, chill, like not chills, but like a electric vibration all the way up my legs, but and arms, but not the whole leg. Just like the zooms in the front, like a line going all the way up. And I was like, wow, I just did see ghosts.
Yes, you did.
The guy told me, the worker who's worked here for 30 years, said it was a very nice older woman. And the dog, he goes, but what was so weird is her dog was found dead with her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps showing me pills.
Because he told me, and they weren't telling me anything, the management, and I kept asking because I just felt like so connected with this. And I think she was trying to tell me, well, maybe you should let them know my body's back there. My body needs to be found. You know, I was walking like 2 a.m. walking around. I was taking pictures of the grounds because I just had moved here, and the lighting was so beautiful. I wanted some pictures to send to my mom. And, you know, I'm normally not walking out there that late. And that's when the encounter happened. And, oh, my goodness, Vanessa, that was like such an amazing thing that happened. And then when the guy came in to work on my apartment, I got it out of him. And he said she took too much medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that must mean too many pills.
she also made the dog take something too.
Yeah,
she showed
that's
me
what he said. Like without without so many words, she they both took some medicine. Like
wow.
And didn't want to tell me because they wanted to keep things private. But oh my goodness, and you see that? Wow.
Yeah. Well, you saw it too. Can I ask you, when you encountered those entities, did you feel a temperature drop around you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That
did you hear any wind around you?
I can't really remember that. But
did you feel
it was leaves? I thought, I'm standing here and there was a shadow. And I thought, okay, I'm going to move my limbs and see if, are those leaves or is that my shadow?
Wow.
It was not my shadow or leaves. It was them moving. It was just, you know how things all happen so fast in your mind?
Yeah.
And I'm glad we have that on a show. And it just happened so quickly in my mind. It was like superhuman mind thinking.
Yeah.
It's so hard to explain, but
it was so
cool. Yeah, I know understand.
It always scares me. I'm such a weenie, but I do get into those situations too, and I have been in those situations. I totally understand. What happens is that when people are afraid and they're facing death, sometimes families ask me to watch their loved ones as they know they're passing. And so I will watch them transition, and I will report to the family what's going on. But when you have someone like, for this example, they were afraid to transition, so the transition did not fully take place. So if I ask the question, did Barbara's neighbor with the dog pass on to the light, I get a no. Did Barbara's neighbor with the dog that took the pills, did she transition to the underworld? I get a yes. I'm going to tell you that there is earthly plane, first underworld, second underworld, then there's it's called the abyss. But then I think there's hell. And some people argue with me that there's just abyss, which is hell. But it's when they see what's in front of them, because this was a suicide, they always wish to turn back. Every suicide I've accessed for clients or just, you know, for clients mostly, they always tell me, they always show me everything, and they always say, I shouldn't have done it. I can't imagine doing that to my little guys, but she was not going to leave this world alone. And so what happens is, Barbara, what you saw, she didn't fully transition, so they morph into ghosts. I mean, that's kind of the short story. They're called shadow people. They're called and they're monster-like.
Ooh,
and
that's
what
it was. They were shadow people with those weird limbs that were pokey. Ooh.
Yes. I've seen them. I've my whole life, I've probably seen three my whole life. And it's crazy. It's like that's three that a lot of people, you know, like some people don't see those things. But shadow people are people that did not transition from earthly plane to astral plane or from even to celestial plane, of course. They are here and trapped on earthly plane, and that's what you saw correctly. If I have a mantra,
what about the little girl? It was a woman, it was a girl, and it was the dog, the little girl, a miniature person or a girl.
Gotcha. They change shape. They change shape. I can't really speak to, you know, how you knew her in her earthly body at that age, but what you saw were shadow people. And
I never
they change.
Her.
Right. But what you saw was shadow people that are trapped on earthly plane. You know, whether or not it's her and she's, you know, I don't, it's, they do change. I don't know if it's her enough. If I, let me ask
right.
the question.
That's fine. Oh, but I wanted to that there's this man who moved in there. Do they have to, and he's weird, kind of. I'm getting weird vibes from him. And I have to tell you really quick about it because it's something that I need help with right now because you can see from my balcony, you can see that patio, you can see his but not into it. It has a long, high wall. Okay. I was coming and going, and I noticed this person would just stare at me, and this older man, probably in his 60s, just stare at me. And then I thought, okay, well, here I am. Did you get a good look? Whatever. Then a week later, he took a picture of me, I thought. And then when I went out, yes, and from his, went okay with a flash. And when I thought, okay, I went around the corner and I thought, well, maybe it's that beautiful full moon. Maybe he was just taking a picture of that. And I came back and he wasn't, because I went to where his angle was, and you didn't even see the building was blocking the moon. So he took a picture of me. Now, what is going on with this guy in there in this dead woman's apartment?
Well, first of all, they needed to energetically clear the apartment where the woman committed suicide with her dog. But they didn't. You know they didn't. One thing is when we do clean a property, when we do clean our house, we do clean our workspace, that is a form of moving negative energy out. But to energetically clear it, I'm going to tell you what you should do and what they didn't do down there. And that's with the salt again.
Okay.
And you know what, Barbara? I think what I'm going to do is have you send me a mailing address, and I'm going to send you a grid. And I create energetic grids, and I send them to people so that they can clear their space. And I think we need this for you and Priscilla. And it will clear your apartment so that he won't be inclined to watch you. And it will keep all this negative energy away from you.
Do you think that he's just being weird and he's nothing to do with the person that passed away in there is making him act weird?
Okay, so the lady that lived there was always watching you too. You knew this, right?
I was new, but I felt something like that. And then I would smell flies would come over, and I felt like something is coming from, like, evil. It's coming because it was so clean, and there was no reason why we had flies coming in our patio to my kitchen window trying to get into. And since she's died, I never had another fly.
Oh, my gosh. That's just
it's never a dull moment, right, with me?
I'm telling you. But that's, like, so not you. It's like, that's got to stop. For now, when you get off the phone with me, just place salt at your threshold. Actually, here's what you do. Start at the back of your apartment, so I guess where your bedroom is. So just put in every corner of the apartment, not just the whole apartment, connect the four corners with four piles of salt. Then tell the entities that are around, I didn't double check on this, just say, I'm going to put salt across the threshold. If there's anything here, you need to leave now.
Okay.
And just tell
the windows
out.
Too, where the flies were trying to come in.
You can crack a window or crack a patio door. Absolutely. You're so smart. Yes. It's funny because I have a client that contacted me and felt this client felt that he or she should go on, drugs for depression. And this is a very successful individual. This is a very highly degreed individual that lives in another state. And I said, no, I said, you've got so much stuff trapped in your house. And I told this person, why are all the doors open here? And when you go down to this basement, is there a room down there? And, at the physical meeting, you pick up on these things. In the short say of the story, I sent this individual four grids to clear the property. And this is what I will do for you. So when you have an opportunity, send me through Instagram your mailing address,
okay,
and I will ship a grid to you. Because the grid will have selenite, pyrite, and black tourmaline in it, and it will shut down crazy like that.
Okay,
I did different grids for this guy. Yes, you're welcome. His case was very unusual, but these are attorneys. They were able to study. They were able to have better fortune with their cases, someone's going to get engaged. Whereas before, everybody was sad and down, and nobody was having any fun, and things weren't going right, and they always felt watched. And I won't go into detail because I'm going to probably close the show, but you need a grid, and I will send it to you, especially if you see it, it is so. That's what I always tell my clients. That's why I tell everybody on Instagram, if you see it, it is a thing.
Wow. Well, I really have missed you, Vanessa, because I've tried to get help with this, and nothing,
we're
nobody had anything.
Right
so,
now.
Thank
you.
You
can call me anytime. Absolutely.
We
so
missed you.
Thank
miss
you.
You.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to be back. Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your great show, Life, Laughter, and Happiness.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Yeah.
What did you mean by having that person says call back and let us know? What did you mean by that?
Just what I said. I'm sure that person will call back on your show and give you an update.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that means you want to come back sometime, right, Vanessa?
Oh yeah. Yes, that would be an honor. I was actually saying update you and Barbara because it's your show.
I know, but you're great. We would love to have you come back on sometime.
Oh. Well, I'm honored. I would love it. Thank you so much. It's just been my honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, this has been a really great show. You were dead on so with everybody. And thank you for the work you put in with me, too. That was amazing. And it's so fun. Like, I'm always, like, when you're on, I'm always, like, on the edge of my chair because you cannot be bored.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, good.
Okay.
Well,
so
it does feel like you're out in the waiting room and you have a doctor coming up to give you good news, doesn't it, Barbara? Okay, yes. Oh, you'll never guess what I found. I found two soul contracts and I got rid of both of them. Then what I did was I did a little thing where I created some salt that I spread it all over the door and I was basically just...
I love
it.
Three
behind.
Tools. Yeah, the three with the scotch tape and the salt.
Yeah, it equips people. It empowers people. I love to have people be successful. I love having people be so happy and I don't, you know, healed. Like the lady that called in and said, you know, where is he? It's been 40 years and I think I'm ready now. And it's just amazing how it works. I just love success stories for people.
And then they call an update, and I love that. And it's like this whole thing evolving that's right in front of our eyes, and then it's just – it really is fulfilling.
It is. It makes my heart sing, I got to tell you. I always say to clients, I get a front row seat. I get a front row seat to great. I mean, I do, and I know you all do too. And at Life, Laughter, and Happiness, look at the people who call in. You get a front row seat to see great happen for them.
Yes, it is wonderful. But I just want to do a shout out for you again so people who are listening can know where to find you to further their psychic counseling and have more time with you. And that is go to fullsoulreadings.com and also Vanessa Orr, MBA, on Instagram, which her handle is VOMBA. 11, right?
Yeah, that's right.
VOMBA 11. And you know what I wanted to get next time you're on? I really want to touch more into the numerology, and I like that.
Yes.
And I want to, you know, figure out my apartment number and what to do with it, too.
Yes.
You know, that's so interesting. Yes.
It works.
Yeah.
It's amazing how addresses for businesses and for homes reflect the people inside. The license plate on your vehicle reflects the people inside. I had a situation yesterday. This person passed me on a particular road and I caught the license plate. I've always kind of been like that. And in my head, I did the numerology and I go, oh, that's interesting. That's an 8. And You won't believe it, but about another 5 miles, I went to the grocery store, and I parked next to that very car. That person passed me, I don't know, it was just, I don't believe in coincidence. But
you know, it's interesting.
Crazy, it's interesting.
One of the houses that I go to in Georgia, you know, it's like we see it so much, we don't even think of it, but when we tell people about it, like, that's your address? Our address is 1776.
Oh, that's so cool.
The birth year
of our nation.
Yes.
And I don't know what that means numerically wise, but, you know, it was 1776.
It's a five. It's, yeah. Oh, you already added it up? No, it's not a five. Let me do my math a little bit better. It's a three. So three, like the city of Los Angeles, it's a great number.
What about 737?
737. Is that your apartment, the apartment number?
No, that was the time that Priscilla was born, and they yelled it out like it was so cool because of the airplane. They were all proud. 737.
Yeah. Well, let's see. That is an eight. That's a wealth number if you want to look at it from that perspective. It's the numerology of the full given name and the numerology of the date of birth. That it's an extrapolation of data, you know, numerical data, in order to tell you where you're headed, what you will expect in this lifetime, and how, if it's not what you want, you can shift that numerology to head you down the right path of what you really do want. Like what we did with the lady that called in, I think her name was Pat. You know, she knew what she wanted, and she's asking, how do I get there? What's the formula? And so that's what we do when we shift living quarters, you know, homes and businesses for the better. We change the numerology. We change the soul contract that way.
That's great that we can have the, you know, ability to change something that needs to be changed.
We are very powerful. Your words, that's why what Johnny and I were on the phone last year. And we talked about cancel, pink light. I didn't pick that up. I learned that. Yes. And I even do it. Like, sometimes if I have a thought, it's just a stray thought, I say to myself, well, I shouldn't have that thought. So I cancel, pink light, and it just dashes it like cold water. I learned that from Pat Longo.
Wow.
Yeah,
and he did that for a long time. But Vanessa, you know what? He got over it, too. And he did the pink light thing for a long time. And then all of a sudden he was saying the name, because we have a good friend with that name of his ex-girlfriend that he had to do that with. And all of a sudden I said, hey, I think you've fixed yourself. You're cured of, you know, having the anxiety with that name now.
It's amazing because it's a thought. And I know what Jonathan went through, because I had thoughts like that too, because we get hurt, we get betrayed, we are lied to, we are misled. And our value system is not like theirs. And so that's where you get hurt. And so you when you think about that person, things have not been resolved. And so you have this repetitive thought. And thoughts become things, and that's what we don't want. We want to be better, and we want to have a higher vibration so that we can attract the right people and attract the right things and money and soul contracts. And so we cancel that which doesn't work for us. So I learned that from Pat Longo. Pat Longo and I met just on the phone a couple years ago. She's the one that taught Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, everything. And Pat and I became quick friends, and she taught me that. So, and I think it's in her newest book. Her book came out last August, and it's something about anxiety. So I just have the book downstairs. I just thought today it's on my coffee table.
I wanted to tell you this. This is interesting because I just thought before I forget, you're going to love this. The dentist that I go see, you know, apparently a few weeks ago, mom made an appointment with me to go see a dentist. And you know what I'm about to say, Barbara, right? Okay.
Oh, yes. Barbara, I'm sorry. I had to unmute. Yes. I love this. I love that they have this there at the dental place.
But it's not just that they had it at the dental place. Well, see, what happened was at the dental place, they had a comfort dog. This lady had a dog that she always carried around with her, and on it, on the back of the dog was a little coat that said Tooth Fairy on it, and it was comforting people when they had this is the funny part. So mom books the appointment for me to go see the dentist, and I didn't know, you know, I thought the whole dog was cute. But then I look on the calendar. I'm not making this up, Vanessa. The doctor's name is Dr. Orr. So I go in,
really?
And I'm thinking to myself, and I just sat her down. I said, listen, I have a few questions for you. First I asked her about the dog. Yeah, I asked her about the dog. I said, okay, are you by chance related to a psychic living in Texas? And...
Oh,
and then
funny.
She went, I wish. Apparently, I have never met anybody with the last name Orr besides you. And it was like, I just did this, I mean, this lady. And she goes, well, I wish. Well, I just was wondering. I mean, I've never
Love
known anybody.
It.
Her name was Orr. And I got to thinking, like, you know, could this be Vanessa's daughter? Could this be Vanessa's, I mean, we were just wondering about all this because it just.
That's so funny. I love it.
Wow.
See?
Yes.
I think that was an influence.
She's been in the papers with her dog.
That is so nice.
I love that. I was saying, it's nice that they have the dog there for comfort.
It is.
Yeah.
People have anxiety with the dentist, and there's a little lap dog, and it sits on their lap and gives them comfort.
That is the sweetest, smartest thing
I've
ever
heard. Yeah. The whole time that she was working on my teeth, I kept thinking of you. I was like, okay.
Wow,
this is,
good.
You know, I kept imagining you. But
that's so great. And now, look, I have this fantastic opportunity to return to life, laughter, happiness. And so I want to thank Dr. Orr for making that all happen. And it blew us, right?
You both talk like doctors.
That's so
well, thank
sweet.
You for... thank you for coming on, Vanessa. And did you do the shout out to Kelly, Barbara?
Yes. I just want to
yes.
let the listeners know you can listen
all
to this
good.
Show again and find all of our other shows on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel.
Okay.
Please stop by our Twitter and our Instagram and our Facebook. Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, Vanessa. And thank you,
well,
Barbara.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Thank
night.
You, Vanessa. Thank you, Johnny. Good night, everybody.
Good night.